Peter Paul Chol, the chairperson of Anti-Corruption Commission in Jonglei State, presented his letter of resignation to the office of Governor Dinay Jokjagur yesterday. Chol says he is resigning for personal reasons, but also says there is little accountability in the state's financial system.
Corruption usually thrives where there is no transparency and accountability, where institutions work in isolation. And this is currently what is happening in the state. Because if institution and individual can work in isolation, that is a very strong indicator that it can give room to corruption. Because if institutions not work together, it will allow room for corruption.
Since being appointed to the post of anti-corruption chairman in February, Chol says he has received several intimidating messages, including death threats. He says some people wrote unsigned notes containing death threats and threw them at his residence in July.
The institution tried to do its best in making sure that there is transparency and accountability, and to ensure that we tried our best to stick to the mandate of the South Sudan Anti-Corruption Commission, and that literally got us into some trouble with people that we cannot identify, but in summary, it has been turbulent for us.
Chol says he left Bor 3 weeks ago because the working environment was not saved for him, after authorities did little to apprehend the suspects who were behind the death threats.
If you are threatened with death threat messages and the person is not apprehended, there is no way you could say I'm safe. Even the bravest person will not feel safe. After receiving the death threat, we wrote a formal letter. I actually wrote the formal letter to the governor. I copied the rest of the institution, relevant institution, but nothing was done.
Gatkek Gony, a manager in Governor Chagur's office, confirms he has received Chol's resignation letter on Tuesday. Gony says he scanned the letter and has forwarded it to Chagur, who is in Juba.
I received that document. There's no reason written why the chairperson is resigning, so they will discuss it there in Juba.
David Garang, an activist with the Bor-based Jonglei Civil Society Network, urges Jonglei state officials to provide a safe working environment for people working in independent institutions.
What I would like the government, especially the government, to do is to really to come up and see which institution is not providing its services and what is the reason why the institution is not providing the services. When there is anything behind or something that is constraining the delivery of the services by the institution, then the governor has to act immediately. There's no reason the person is being threatened and the governor is not responding.
Garang is urging Governor Chagur to provide a safe working environment for all civil servants, including the chairman of the Anti-Corruption Commission. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.